Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorsha, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade! Still trying to figure out who this Nick dude is anyhow, Phil Moore!
Welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I'm here today with Jason of the yellow team and Jathan of the red team, who are about to play the face-off game Battle of the Bands. Now in this game, you have to protect your amp while trying to blow out your opponents with a deadly wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores. And the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. All right, guys, hands on your controllers. Ready, set, jam on it. All right, it looks like the yellow team started off with a command relay. A little timeline at the top of the screen that it's ticking down. We're getting to that zero mark. All right, red team is making some moves here. It's strumming some tunes. A couple of direct hits there. This is going to be tight. And it looks like it's going to be the yellow team is the winner. All right, hey guys, let's go play some more arcade. Yeah. Hey, yellow team, that was great. You got the face-off. You have 25 points. Hey, let's find out who's playing today. Starting off with our yellow team, we have Jason and Norma. Let's welcome them. Hey. Now, Jason, I understand that you collect sports cards, baseball, basketball. Which ones?
All of them.
All of them. Just a big collection of them. All right. And your partner there likes dancing. Normally like dancing and shopping. Yes. Not at the same time, I hope.
No.
All right. So we're dancing through the mall. Okay. And your opponents today are Yolanda and Jathan of the red team. Hey. Okay. Now, Yolanda likes shopping and playing volleyball. And do you play volleyball with a team or just with friends?
Just with friends.
Just with friends. All right. And your partner, Jathan, likes video games and basketball. What's your best game? You play
basketball.
Them all equally well? Well, hey, let's wish them all luck here today. All right. Let me get out the rule stuff. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around the screen in any direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Now, be careful because the game enemy is up there, and if you run into him, you'll lose control of Mikey to the other team. All questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will then go inside of our video game to face today's game wizards. All right, let's find out what's up with the Mikester today. Andrea, give me the scoop.
Well, today Mikey's hanging out in his very own neighborhood. In round one, he's going to be sticking close to home on his own block, but be careful because game over, that town bully is out there, and the rumor is that he's looking for Mikey. Get past the goal here, and you will earn 50 points. Your turn, Phil.
Thank you, neighbor Andrea. All right, yellow team, you got control of Mikey, 25 points. Where would you like to move him?
Down.
Okay, Mikey's starting down. All right, pop quiz. Gonna ask you a question. Remember, Mikey's in his neighborhood. These are your TV neighbors, friends. Can you say neighbors? I think you can. All right. The correct answer will get you 25 points in control of Mikey. She no longer is the girl next door, but she's still Kevin Arnold's first love. Who is she? Yellow team.
Winnie.
Winnie is right. Yes. All right. 25 points added. You have 50 and you still have control of Mikey. Move the guy now.
To the right.
Mikey's going to the right. Oh. Oh, he can't. Oh, Mikey's at the edge there. Mikey's got to go down or to the left or up.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge. Yellow team, cruise over here. It's time to take the challenge. We're going to have a video challenge. All right. Now, in the video challenge, you get to add points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to play for us? You're going to play? Okay, hold this for me, Norma. Now, Jason, today you have to choose from Thunder Force 3, Kabuki Quantum Fighter, Vapor Trail, Magician Lord, and Hyperzone. Which one would you like to play?
Magician Lord.
Magician Lord. Let's walk on over. Come on with us, Norma. You're part of the family. We are family. All right, turn around here. Here's the deal. You have to beat the Wizard's Challenge, and on Magician Lord, the Wizard's Challenge is 450 points. So you have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds to beat the Wizard. Now, here's your job. You have 50 points, Norma. Of those 50, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on Jason beating the Wizard's score. And right now, the other team has zero, so you can bet up to your 50. You have 3 seconds. Write it down now. Pencils down, please. Thank you so much. Don't let us see. Turn around, my friend. Hands on the controller. Get ready, set, go. All right, now, a Magician Lord, he's the magician right here. He's just shooting out, I guess, his magic rays, trying to zap all the little leech creatures up there. And he's got a big, really monstery-looking guy there. He's doing great on time. He's at 230. He's got to be 450. He's down to 10 seconds. All right, if he hurries up, he's at the 5. He's done it. Hey, you did it. That's it right there. Turn around. That is it. You can stop playing. All right, good job, man. Good job. Let's turn around and see what Norma wagered. 15 points. That's a great bet. You're going to go back over there. We're going to play some more arcade. They got some points. Guess I'll talk to you at the score. All right. Great playing there, Jason. You got it just under the wire. We're going to add that to your score now. You have 65 points, and you maintain controlling Mikey. Move him now. Any direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left. A prize. Hey, you get that no matter what. Andrea, tell them what they're taking home.
It's the Nash Heat Zone Skateboard. It's equipped with durable XRZ trucks and pro-style wheels. Neon knee and elbow pads complete the set, all from Nash. Congratulations.
Way cool, homies. All right, you still have control. Where would you like to move them now?
Left.
Okay, Mikey's moving to the left. Pop quiz. All right, you know the scoop. I'm going to ask you the question. The correct answer will get you 25 points in the control of Mikey. And the question is, AC/DC is more than just a band. It's also two types of electrical currents. Name one of them. Red team.
Alternate current.
Will we accept alternate current? Ooh, sorry. No, red team. Yellow team. Do you know? No? Okay, it's direct or alternating current. All right. We're just going to move on here. The next question. What is the natural pigment that makes grass green? Is it A, chlorophyll? B, red team.
Chlorophyll.
A, chlorophyll is it. You got it. All right. All right, you're on the board now with 25 big points, and control of Mikey is yours. You get to move him.
Down.
Mikey's going down. 25 points, shit, right to your score. That is a point square. You're up to 50. You've closed that gap. It's now 65 to 50. Red team, you have 50. Move the mic, man.
Down.
He's heading down again, pedaling down. All right, you are going for the goal. Now, if you get the goal, you will get 50 points and the goal for the end of round one. Now, yellow team, you have one ditch effort to try to stump them from the categories from which I'll ask you a question. I ask them a question. The categories today are today's homework, black and white and read all over, and skate, rattle, and roll. Yellow team, pick a question that I'll ask.
Skate, rattle, and roll.
Skate, rattle, and roll. Okay. Now, if they don't get the correct answer, yellow team, you will get 25 points and the goal by default. Okay, this is just for you, red team. This is for the goal. What's another name for the board part of a skateboard?
A deck.
I heard him say that, but I just dig the tune. He said deck, and guess what, people? Deck is correct. You got the goal. Yeah. Let's just take a look at the board right here and see the path they took and where everything was up there. There you have it. Zingo. Red team, you've got 100 points. You've got the goal for the end of round one. All right. And listen, yellow team. team. In round 2, points are double. Anything can happen. It's still too close for comfort. We'll see you back. And now joining me is Norma of the yellow team and Yolanda of the red team getting ready to face off for round 2. Now remember, in Battle of the Bands, you have to protect your ant while trying to blow out your opponents with a deadly wave of sound. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the team with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 big points and controller Mikey for the start of round 2. That is it, ladies. Grab your controllers. Ready, set, play. Right, some heavy blocking going on here. Nobody's letting anything get through. But it looks like now yellow team has pulled out and lead slightly. The old line of time at the top of the screen lets you know you are getting near the end of the face-off. And if time slowly ticks away, I would think, I'm sticking my neck out here, that yellow team is the winner. Way to go. Let's go play some more arcade. All right, yellow team, you pulled it off again. Hey, let's find out where Mikey's going in this round. Andrea.
You got it. In round 2, Mikey's moving on over to his hangouts in another part of his neighborhood. But Game Over got there first, so watch out. Guide Mikey past the goal, and you will earn 100 points. Good luck. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you, Andrea. Yellow team, you have the goal. You have control. Move Mikey now.
Up.
Okay, Mikey's moving up. All right, what was that? This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, here's the deal. We're going to rewind a piece of tape for you, and all you have to do is watch it, and based on my clues, tell me what the object is in the vise. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what the object in the vise is will get 25 points to controller Mikey. Let's roll the dip. All right, first clue, that's the wrong way to make sauce. Yellow team.
Apple.
Is it an apple? Here it comes. Yes, it is an apple. Yellow team, you've got the 50 points. With 50 points, not 25, 50. Round 2 points are doubled. All right, you still have control of Mikey. You're up to 165. You can move him again.
Right.
Mikey's moving to the right. More stuff from us. Tell them what they're taking, Andrea.
Ricoh's ShotMaster AFP 35mm camera makes picture taking fun and easy. Everything's automatic. All you do is press the button and the Ricoh ShotMaster AFP does the rest.
All right. That is yours once again, and Mikey is still in your control. Move him around.
Up.
Mikey's going up. Video challenge, yellow team. Welcome back. I've missed you so. All right. Video challenge. Add more points. Maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to play this time?
Me.
You're going to play? All right. Jason, you hang on to that. You have to choose from Thunder Force 3, Kabuki Quantum Fighter, Vapor Trail, Magician Lord is out of it because he played it already, and Hyper Zone. Pick one of those four.
Hyper Zone.
Let's make our way down there. Come on, Jason. All right, now, you know the scoop here. You're going to have to beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on Hyper Zone, it's on the floor. He tucks away. Oh, you didn't even miss me, did you? You have to beat 3,500 points in 30 seconds. All right. Now, you have 165 points. And right now, the red team has 100. Of those 165, you need to wager how many you think you want to on her beating the wizard. You have 3 seconds. Write it now. Pencils down. Thank you. And don't let us see it. Very good. Turn around. Best to you. 30 seconds on the clock. And ready and set. Then go. Now she has to blow up as many of the items as she can, making sure she doesn't go too far off the edge there, because that's like, I guess, the sliding on the wall. She's up to 1,000 points. She has to beat 3,500, and she's doing a great job right now. She is at 15 seconds. Half the time is gone. She is down to 6 seconds. 5, 4, Grace, really tight, really tight, really tight. Oh, Jay, you gave it a shot. You gave it your best. You did a great job of playing. Didn't quite make it. Jason wagered 10 points. All right, that's not going to hurt you that much. Head back over there. We're going to play some more arcade. All right, now, you didn't make it, but that's okay. You played a great game. Pop you down to 155, and controller Mikey is now in the hands of the red team. Move the guy.
Right.
Mikey's moving to the right. Moving right there, B-Brain. Ooh, and it slips through your fingers back to the yellow team. You get the move, Mikey. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. A big 50-point square. You add that to your score. You're at 205, and you still have control of Mikey. You get to move him again.
Right.
Heading right once more. And you are at the goal, yellow team. All right. You get the answer correctly, you'll get 100 points and the goal for round two. Red team, you get to pick the category from which I'll ask them the question. Now, the categories are things that make you go, they're circled on a map and get out of town. Pick a category.
They're circled on a map.
All right, so they're circled on a map. These are questions about famous landmarks. Now, yellow team, if you don't get it, the red team will get 50 points and the gold by default. Here's your question. Everyone knows that Ulysses S. Grant is buried in Grant's tomb. But who else is in there with them? You have 5 seconds. Think it over. I need your answer. Oh, they don't know. All right, the answer is his wife, Julia. Hey, red team, you get 50 points and you get the goal for round two. All right, we are done for round two. All right, now, listen, even though you got the goal, the score is 205 for the yellow team, 150 the red team. So yellow team, you're going to face today's game wizard. All right, hey, let's just take a look at the board right now and see where everything was, the path you took. There's everything up there. Hey, that is it. You're going to face the wizard, yellow team. Red team, you did a great job. Andrea, tell them what they leave with.
Skechers Footwear, makers of fun, exciting, cool shoes, sneakers, and boots. Skechers. It's the S. And Buena Vista Home Video, Disney's 16th animated masterpiece, Sleeping Beauty. Now in a brand new limited edition from Walt Disney Home Video. Take it away,
Phil. Look at the smiles. Look at the smiles. Hey, listen, they're happy because when we get back, they're going inside to face the day's wizard. Hey, come on back and see if they beat them. It's Mungo. Great plan. I am here right now with Norma and Jason, who are psyched to go in and play the bonus round. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if you have time left, you two will go in and battle today's wizard, who is Mungo. Now, for each item you collect, you get $50, and for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Here is today's challenge. In level one, Jason has to collect 3 bunches of bananas sitting high in the jungle tree. The toucans, snakes, piranhas, and coconut-throwing monkeys will all take your power. Go under the waterfall or touch the golden idol and a rope will appear to help you over it. Collect all 3 bananas and your team will win this.
The Harvard portable basketball system adjusts easily from 7 to 10 feet yet collapses for convenient storage. Harvard Sports, professional quality products for today's active sports enthusiast. Phil.
In level 2, Norma must collect 3 gold coins on a runaway rail car. Jump and duck to avoid hanging timbers, cactus, tumbleweeds, and rats. Touch the luck stone to restore to full power. Get all 3 coins and your team is going to get this stuff. Andrea!
You can explore your world in the best-selling World Book Encyclopedia. 18,000 articles, 29,000 illustrations. From dinosaurs to space exploration, you'll find it in World Book. Back to you, Phil.
All right, now with the time left, you both will take on Mungo in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous enemy blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Mungo by catching all 3 orbs and you'll win today's grand prize. Give him the scoop, Andrea!
You'll be going to Universal Studios Florida, home of Nickelodeon Studios.
Pass, where you can ride the movies. Live the action of blockbuster movies at the largest motion picture and television studio outside of Hollywood. In Orlando, you'll be staying at the Orlando Marriott, just minutes from world-renowned attractions. The Marriott has it all, with 16 villa-style buildings, pools, tennis courts, and restaurants. Once you're here, you may not want to leave. To the door, Phil.
All right, to the door, to the floor. Norma Powell, Jason Bam, go Mungo with Mungo. Right now, remember in the first one, Jason has to get the 3 bananas, Norma has to get the coins, they're gonna have to beat the time and watch out for the objects, and he is set. Ready, set, go! Hit start, my friend. All right, he is off. Wow, didn't even have to climb the tree. The toucan got him on the foot, that's two. Power is half gone. He's hiding, he's coming up. He's got it! All right, Norma, go, go! Go, Norma, go, Norma, go! Over the top, she got nipped on the foot. Ooh, and a zap in the head. Ooh, nipped on the foot. Power is almost gone. Ooh, bird in the face. Watch out for the hanging timbers. Power is almost gone. Dad, ooh, she got to get the luck stone and you get power back. There, power's back. And the third coin. Third coin in the face. Mungo. All right, they're at start. There is one orb. They have 25 seconds left. Plenty of time to try to do it. They got zapped. They're down to one power unit. Ooh, and that took care of it right there. Creature in the face. Hit start. They're at 16 seconds. There is Mungo. He walks right into him. Mungo drains the power. That power is gone. They're down to 10 seconds. They're going to have to move this time. He is standing on Mungo, and Mungo is just oozing the life out of him. Oh, power time is almost gone. Power is gone. Ooh, hey, they gave it a valiant effort. They made it all the way to the wizard level, and they got some great stuff. They got the inline skates. They have a camera. They have a basketball system. They have the encyclopedias. They got some of the coins. They got some of the bananas. You know what that means? A little bit of moolah. They're taking me out to lunch. Here they come. Hey, come on out here. All right, hey, you did a great job in there. Listen, you made it through things. Was it difficult for you?
No,
not for you. Not for you either. All right. Hey, the wizard was in there. He was battling them, but they managed to try to stick it out. All right. But listen, in the wizard level, was the ghost giving you the most time, the little creature up there? Hey, but that's all right. You got all the way to that level. You got some great things. You got encyclopedias. You have cameras. You have skates. You've got some moolah. You got a lot of nice stuff. I've already told the home slices at home, you're taking me out. Do you feel good? Listen, everybody, we will see you next time for 2 more In the Zone. See y'all on Nick Arcade.
Universal Studios.